Let's begin again, though, with the very latest in Washington. Democrats at an impasse as lawmakers fail to reach a deal on the infrastructure bill. You've got progressive Democrats on the one hand saying they won't sign off on the bill until the larger social and climate policy bill gets the green light. And then you've got two key lawmakers who are saying the price tag is just too high. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Rick Newman to make sense of all of this. And Rick, we're talking about the infrastructure bill. The good news is crisis sort of averted. Lawmakers did reach a deal on this stopgap funding bill to keep the government open. But there's a lot of other things in the pipeline that could really change hour by hour.
Right. And getting that funding bill signed, that was important because that was a real deadline. The government's fiscal year ended yesterday, and there was no funding for the new fiscal year, which began today. So Congress has now provided that funding. That goes through early December. So I guess we'll have that battle again in early September, but that seems like years away at this point. These other bills, there was no built-in deadline. These were sort of artificial deadlines. Nancy Pelosi basically set this week as the week when she wanted the House to vote to approve that infrastructure bill. The Senate has already approved it. So as long as the House votes and approves the same bill, that will go to President Biden and he'll sign that into law. But progressives, as you pointed out, we're talking about a fairly small number of Democrats here. They have said they will not vote for that bill unless they get a commitment from Democratic leadership in both the House and the Senate that they will push forward that much larger social welfare and green energy bill later this year. And they want total spending of $3.5 trillion. And there are at least two Democrats who say they will not support that much spending. And two Democrats matter because Democrats only have a one vote majority in the Senate. So it's not clear how Democrats are going to resolve this, if they're going to resolve it. But what's happening today and this week does not mean the infrastructure bill is dead. It just means that Democrats are not probably going to get it over the finish line this week. There is still a chance they could vote on it today, but they just don't seem to be organized enough to do that. So it's probably going to pass later, but nobody knows how it's going to pass exactly.
Rick, we heard Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, who chairs the Congressional Progressive Caucus, really out in the press yesterday saying that we're holding the line here because the public is saying they support this. You've heard the opposite from those like Senator Manchin. What do the polls actually say when you're talking specifically about the social and climate policies?
We don't really know. And what people need to realize here is there isn't even a bill yet on this big $3.5 trillion plan. Now, I mean, we know what Biden wants to put in that bill. It's more spending for childcare, for elder care, for affordable housing, more help for people in Medicare, all these kinds of things. And then some tax increases on businesses and the wealthy that would pay for some of it or all of it. But there's no bill yet. And so there's nothing anybody can actually look at. No one in the public, in a way, can look at it and say, ah, I see what is all in this bill. So it makes it easy for progressives to say voters approve of these things, because in a general way, yeah, sure, voters do approve of give us more benefits without telling us what the downside is. But when you add the downside, which is what legislation actually has to do, which is whose taxes are going to go up and how much are we going to add to the what is now a $29 trillion national debt to fund this, then voters start to get cold feet. And in my view, Joe Manchin actually is he's actually fairly sensible on this. His ideas are not radical. He does support more social spending, but he says things such as there should be an income limit, so it doesn't go to everybody. This should not go to families earning more than a certain amount of money. That's actually pretty sensible, and I think a lot of voters would agree with that. Manchin also says that any money that comes in, any new revenue above $1.5 trillion, he wants that to go toward paying down the national debt. There probably are a lot of voters who think that's a pretty good idea. So I think on both sides, politicians can plausibly say voters support my way of looking at this because we don't even have a bill yet where we can look at the particulars.
It's going to be a busy weekend over in D.C. Rick Newman, appreciate you. Or month. You're right. I appreciate you getting us up to date on the very latest there.